Welcome to another episode of Leading Prosperity, a podcast dedicated to those who want to build great companies and generational wealth. I'm your host, Gary Covert. We all know that building a company is enormously rewarding work, but it can be a challenge too. That's why I created this podcast. I want leaders and entrepreneurs to benefit from the wisdom of others who are on the same path, plus all the subject matter experts and professionals who can help along the way. My mission is to help CEOs of mid-market companies and those aspiring to be better CEOs, increase the value of their companies, create more prosperity with their teams, for their communities, and build generational wealth. I don't think that's too much to ask, do you? If that's for you, you're in the right place. Now let's get after it. Whatever your big goal or aspiration, increased company value, larger profits, more sales, domination of your market, a culture that is the envy of your peers and competitors, or all of the above, it will only happen if you and your team get and stay fit for success. FIT, F-I-T, includes three essential success disciplines: focus, innovation, and teamwork. Without continued attention on these three disciplines, a team can drift, stagnate, and lose the ability to create value together. Leaders and teams can recharge and sustain these disciplines by asking six simple but powerful questions. I call these power questions because they have the power to get a team back on the success track and achieving at a high level. Let's get started with focus. The first two power questions will keep your team focused. Question number one, what are the right things to focus on? And number two, of those, which are the highest priority right now? Focus is a discipline to keep attention on the few right things. It's what keeps a team from drifting. It keeps a team steadfast in the face of inevitable curveballs and distractions. It is what keeps a team working towards meaningful targets. The few right things to focus on might include ideal clients, market share, profits, cash flow, sales, quality, reputation, etc. Focus areas may change at any given time. However, there are always a few key areas, above all others, that require the most attention. Remember, focus does not mean forgetting all the other things that affect your business. Focus simply means bringing forward those few things that matter the most right now. The next two power questions will keep your team improving. First question, what high-value improvements need to be made? And secondly, are we implementing those improvements quickly enough to matter? Innovation is a discipline to make value improvements at a meaningful pace. Innovations range from the inventive to the incremental. All types matter. Without the discipline of innovation, an organization will quickly lose out to those who do have the will to improve. Any aspect of a business can be improved, including the customer experience, sales processes, products and services, your product and service delivery, workflows and processes, as well as things like safety. The last two power questions will help you improve teamwork. Question number one, what new and improved skills do we need to have on the team? And question number two, how can the team work together more synergistically? Teamwork is a discipline to utilize talent across the organization to create more value together faster. Next level teamwork requires newer improved skills and the ability to use those skills together. Organizational skill sets can be upgraded through training or new hires. Teams can improve results through effective collaboration between one or more key groups, like sales and marketing or engineering and production. Examples of new or improved skills that would be valuable in many companies today include AI integration, internet marketing, big data analytics, process automation, or business development. Let's put them all together. The six power questions. Number one, what are the right things to focus on? Two, of those, which are the highest priority right now? Three, what high-value improvements need to be made? Four, are we implementing those improvements quickly enough to matter? Five, what new and improved skills do we need to have on our team? Six, how can our team work together more synergistically? Taken together, these six power questions will help you and your team be more disciplined to focus on the right things, improve meaningfully, and work together. FIT teams help their organizations be extraordinary and dominate. Without FIT discipline, teams are at risk of being merely competitive or worse. There are three types of competitiveness. We can be uncompetitive, merely competitive, or dangerously competitive. Many organizations are merely competitive. Only a few are great or even dangerous. Being dangerous has great advantages, including getting the very best projects, clients, opportunities, and talents. Unfortunately, many teams will find themselves drifting into that high-risk zone of being merely competitive. What they want to really be is being in that dangerously competitive area, and being a fit team will get their organizations there and stay there. Successfully answering the six power questions will improve the disciplines of focus, innovation, and teamwork. In turn, those three disciplines will help you and your team go to the next level. And next level leaders and teams are your only sure way to achieve next level success. If you want more success for you and your team, then work together using the power of fit. Ask and answer the six power questions on a regular basis. You'll be a better team for it. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Please be sure to subscribe and or leave a review. Feedback is a gift. If you'd like to be a guest, please visit www.garycovertconsulting.com and check out the podcast page. And remember, you can experience more success than you can ever know. Have the courage to use your gifts today, and let's make the world a more prosperous place for everyone.